Welcome, welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. It brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
Yes, indeed, thank the Lord for the nighttime. And as long as you're thanking the Lord for the nighttime, let's thank the guy who thanked the Lord for the nighttime. And that would be Mr. Neil Diamond.
Thank you, you wonderful man.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
That's Neil Diamond there, bud.
Oh, my.
You know, for a Tupelo boy, you sound decidedly British.
Yes, indeed.
And
just like that.
Everything oldies is new again. Hey, everybody, it's Scott Edward Phelps, and welcome to 45 RPM, 60 minutes of saluting.
And the crowd goes wild.
Yay!
The historic and sublime speed of sounds, 45 revolutions per minute. And the vinyl where those memories were mastered, the 45 single. Obviously, kicking it off, as you used to say in radio, with Mr. Neil Diamond. And that's what this one's all about. It's the one chock full of diamonds. Songs by, of, with Neil Diamond. Starting off with that one from 1966. We should have the discography open and right here in front of us. We don't have that, do we?
I don't know.
Now we fly by the seat of our pants. Neil Diamond actually started out recording in 1962 at the tender age of 21, and he was part of a duo. That's right. Neil and Jack, his high school buddy Jack Packer. Neil Diamond and Jack Packer. Sound like a private eye, doesn't it?
Yep.
They put out two singles in 1962. Here's a little taste.
I'm afraid. So afraid. That
you got.
Yeah, it didn't get much better with the second one.
I have searched the whole world looking for that one girl that was in the past, and you were my love at last. You're my one desire, set my soul on fire.
Wow, that was really, really terrible. I mean, just awful.
Well, Jack went on to become a politician or a news anchor. I don't know. We'll have to look that up on the Google. But before the release of his first solo single, Neil decided, or at least considered, using a stage name. He came up with Noah Kaminsky. I'm not making this up. Or, and get ready, this is actual fact, EICECHARRY, pronounced...
Wait for it!
Uh-huh. Ice Cherry. Well, the record label, Bang Records, at the time, asked him which name he wanted to use, and he says he thought of his grandmother, who had recently passed away, and he told the record label, well, just go with Neil Diamond and... I'll figure it out later.
Okay.
He did. And thank heaven he did the way he did. Otherwise, we'd be introducing this by saying, here's Ice Cherry with Cherry Cherry at 45 RPM.
Baby loves me, yes, yes she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes she does. Gonna show me tonight, yeah. Hey, she got the way to move me, Cherry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
Cherry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Tell her you're my mom, girl. I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on. You know what I'm saying. Can't stand still while the music is playing. Hey. All right. You ain't got no right, no, no, you don't. Oh, to be so exciting. Won't need bright lights, no.
Well, before he managed to find some solo success as a performer, he was already making inroads and some bucks as a songwriter. In fact, he created a hit in the early 60s for Jay and the Americans at 45 RPM.
Her eyes would make an angel smile. They call her Sunday. She'll take a man and drive him wild. Her name is Sunday. Yeah.
You're listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
I love Neil Diamond.
Girl, you'll be your woman soon. Love you so much, can't count all the ways I'd die for you, girl. And all they can say is, he's not your kind. They never get tired of putting me down, and I never know when I come around what I'm gonna find. Don't let them make up your mind. Don't you know, girl, you'll be your woman soon. Please come take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman soon, soon. You'll need a man. I've been misunderstood for all of my life, but with the same girl just cuts like a knife. The boy's no good. Well, I finally found what I've been looking for, but if they get the chance, they'll end it for sure. Sure they won. Baby, I've done all I could. It's up to you, girl. You'll be a woman soon. Please come take my hand. Girl, be a woman soon, soon. You'll need a man. Take my hand. Girl, you'll be a woman soon, soon. You'll need a man soon. You'll need a
You're listening to 45 RPM, and it's the one chock full of diamonds. Mentioned that Neil Diamond made quite a pretty good living, quite a pretty good.
Avoid excessive use.
As a songwriter before he became a successful solo performer, in addition to that Jay and the Americans tune from the early 60s, Neil also wrote a song that was a hit for the reggae group UB40. He wrote a couple of, actually several hits for the Monkees from their very first album.
Look out, here comes tomorrow, that's when I have to choose.
Then a little bit later, a hit single.
I say, girl, you know that it's true.
And a third Neil Diamond song that has become iconic as far as the Monkees are concerned. But Mr. Neil Diamond recorded a version of it himself somewhere along the way. And if you ever see him in concert, you will have seen his face. Oh, stop. Neil Diamond at 45 RPM.
I thought love's only true in fairy tales. Meant for someone else, but not for me. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seems. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Doubt my mind.
I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love, and I'm a believer.
A lot of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
I love Neil Diamond.
Although it seems sometimes like a lot more, this song has been recorded about 130 times. This version is by a guy you don't think you know, but you do, because he did something you know about.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, he did.
No, he didn't.
Did. Tell you who and what coming up.
Where it began, I can't begin to know him. But then I know it's growing strong. Was in the spring, then spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Seems so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, curtain runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Warm, touching warm. Reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Times never seem so good.
And from whence, do you know, one of the 130-plus voices who've recorded Sweet Caroline through the years? As I said, you know, Johnny Fontaine, who sang at Connie Corleone's wedding.
I have but one heart. This
who
heart
is this?
In The Godfather. Before he went in to talk to his godfather and had some issues about what he might should ought to do.
I don't know what to do.
And Don Corleone set him straight.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The character was loosely based on Frank Sinatra. Frank did not care for that.
Did not have a sense of humor we're aware of.
The real-life actor-singer, Al Martino.
Not just the same old, same old. 45 RPM.
She always told me it would happen. She never said that it would happen like this. Mama said some little girl will catch you napping. Some little girl will get to you with a kiss. You got to me, brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul. You got control,
you got to me,
you got to be mine. Used to slip through every girl's hands like water. Never was one who could ever tie me down. Straight ahead and steady as you brought her. Till you brought me tumbling to the ground. You got to me, you brought me to my knees. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to me,
got to my soul.
You got to me,
you got control.
You got to me,
you got to me, you got to be mine.
RPM.
I don't have a lot, but with me that's fine. Whatever I got, well, I know it's mine. Don't go around with a local crowd. I don't take what's in, so I guess I'm out. I'm saying these things so you know me, baby. You understand what I'm all about. The boat that I row won't cross no ocean. The boat that I row won't get me there soon. But I got the love and you got the notion. The boat that I row's big enough for two. It's me and you. There ain't a man alive can tell me what to say. I choose my own.
Coming up, lots of folks have done Neil Diamond songs, and now and then Neil returns the favor. One of his biggest number one hits was written for a daytime soap, and it only happened because a radio personality wanted to give his wife a going-away present. And Neil's first American number one hit was Sparkly, and some say an ode to a high-caliber hooker.
It's ready to go!
All that and more when the One Chock Full of Diamonds returns.
The boat that I roll won't cross no ocean. The boat that I roll won't get me
there soon. But I got the love.
A lot of great music to be found when 45 RPM continues.
Hi, I'm Erica, a longtime radio DJ turned podcaster. I do a bunch of series, like Forgotten Hits, One Hit Wonders, Yacht Rock. I do a 60s series, and I channel my inner Casey Kasem with the 70s Spotlight Countdown Show, where I just pick a random week during the decade. But my most popular shows have been the ones devoted to a single artist or band. Hey there, it's Erica, and welcome to my show on the Doobie Brothers. Kind of like a greatest hits collection. The most popular is Sting. I also did Kenny Rogers.
You got to know when to hold up.
Eric Clapton.
I shot the sheriff.
Little River Band.
Have you heard about the lonesome loser?
And plenty more. To check out my shows, just go to your favorite search engine and look for Erica Lee's podcast. That's Erica with a C, L-E-E. And now, back to my very talented friend, Scott Edward Phelps.
Hey, guys, check this out.
We have much to do and less time to do it in.
I suggest you do it again.
Here I come to save the day.
I'm not finished yet.
Maybe you should put some shorts on or something.
45 RPM.
Something's wrong. Oh, no, 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 no. That old time fire is gone. It's not so much things you say, love. It's what you don't say I'm afraid of. But girl, your eyes tell me it's wasted. I got the feeling I'm feeling the fire. Don't have to say it. There is no time. So why? Oh my. Oh no.
Along on this episode of 45 RPM. It's the one chock full of diamonds, the songs of Neil Diamond, by Neil Diamond, with Neil Diamond, and by others who've done
Neil Diamond?
Yes, Neil Diamond songs. The end of 1966 and 67, when I Got the Feeling was a hit. Very good year for Neil. He had your Cherry Cherry, your Got to Me, your Girl You'll Be a Woman, Thank the Lord for the Nighttime, and a little ode to a babe from the bluegrass state that was at one time or another covered by Ronnie Millsap. Kenny Odell.
Huh?
Kenny Odell, the guy who wrote Behind Closed Doors. And look it up, man. I have to do everything. Waylon Jennings did one. Gary Puckett, complete with Union Gap. But in 68, who better to interpret the romantic music from the Diamond discography but the first word in romance and candlelight and soft kisses on a moonlit midnight beach, those candy and flower Casanovas who gave the world and every guitar store owner in the history of man reason to hate every kid who spent hour after hour after hour in their store playing it over and over and over. Most notoriously, Jake Harper, right there every single day at 12.
Actually, 12:05. 12-ish.
Words and music by Neil Diamond. Deep Purple. 45 RPM.
Listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
What the hell was that?
Like I said, it was the moonlit beach walking, candlelight wine pouring, romantic sounds of Deep Purple.
Certainly.
Neil Diamond actually only made it to number one on the Billboard Top 100 about three times, and not the songs you might think. The songs from his movie, Hello Again.
Hello Again. Hello, just called to say hello.
Nope.
Love on the Rocks.
Love on the Rocks. Ain't no surprise.
Just pour me a drink and I'll tell you some lies.
Nope.
Some of the more up-tempos, well, it was kind of an eclectic collection of number ones. Cracklin' Rosie was a number one song.
Ah, Cracklin' Rosie, get on board. We gonna ride till there ain't no more to go. Taking it slow. And love, don't you know, I'll have me a time with a poor man's lady.
The more morose, as it were, song sung blue.
Song sung. Everybody knows one. Song sung blue, every garden grows one. Me and you are subject to the blues now and then. But when you take the blues and make a song, you sing them out again. Sing them out again. Song, song.
And a song that was recorded by Neil Diamond and someone else for separate album projects at separate times, and an enterprising disc jockey decided to put the two together and play it as a duet. Urban legend has it that he did it to give it to his ex-wife as a divorce gift.
It's the gift that keeps on giving the whole year.
A little snark going on there.
Oh, that's hot.
But
that's hot.
The resulting duet played on the air made the phones light up, as we say in the radio biz.
A little lights are not twinkling.
So the label thought, huh, let's actually get Neil Diamond and someone else to come in and record the song as a duet. And they did. And that went to number one for Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand at 45 RPM.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
You hardly talk to me anymore. When I come through the door at the end of the day,
I remember when you couldn't wait to love me. You used to hate to leave me.
It's good for you, babe, and you're feeling all right.
Well, you just roll over and turn out the light. And you don't bring me flowers anymore. Used
to be so natural to talk about forever. What used to be's don't count anymore. They just lay on the floor till we sweep them away.
Baby, I remember all the things you taught me.
I learned how to laugh and I learned how to cry. So you think I could learn how to tell you goodbye?
How to tell you goodbye? You don't bring me flowers
anymore. You don't say you need me,
and you don't sing me love songs. You don't bring me flowers anymore.
Everything oldies is new again. 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
I love Neil Diamond.
I love Neil Diamond. Today!
Probably the best known of the songs from the 1980 film that Neil Diamond did called The Jazz Singer, which was a remake of the first talkie motion picture, The Jazz Singer, done by Al Jolson back in the late 1920s. Check that out on the Google. The movie was not particularly well received at the time. Neil Diamond had never done any acting. I don't know. I remember watching the movie back in the day. It wasn't that bad. Seen worse. Heard worse, too. And the soundtrack album? Yeah. How many? I think like 62 gabillion.
Maybe.
Probably one of the best-selling soundtrack albums of that genre until Saturday Night Fever came along.
Maybe.
Well, actually, that would have been earlier. We really need to look this stuff up before we do these shows.
Okay.
And you'll notice that America has kind of a cooking groove once it gets going, but the other two songs, it's strictly Balladville. And truth of the matter is, if you look at Neil's work over the entire course of his career, with the exception of the stuff that kind of had that Neil Diamond rhythm guitar strum and groove, his up-tempo stuff tended to sound pretty much all the same, and there wasn't that much of it after that first couple of years, 65 and 66. He was a ballad guy.
September morn.
He could have worn that tux and had a residency in Vegas, by golly.
Am I right, Stephen Eady? You bet.
You know it, Chairman.
We mentioned earlier that lots of people through the years have covered Neil Diamond songs, and as prolific a writer as he was, you'd think he wouldn't have to go outside for any material, but I guess he just heard songs from time to time that struck his fancy, and he thought, hey, I'm Neil Diamond. If I want to cut a song, I'll cut a song.
Capiche?
He did a version of Paul McCartney's Yesterday. And a nice movie album with theme songs from various films, including As Time Goes By from Casablanca. And while the Monkees made a big hit out of what could ostensibly be referred to as kind of a bubblegum song.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Huh.
Neil himself turned around and recorded one of Paul Simon's tunes that could ostensibly be called a bubblegum song.
Yeah.
If not bubblegum, then red rubber anyway. At 45 RPM.
I should have known you'd bid me farewell. There's a lesson to be learned from this, and I learned it very well. And now I know you're not the only starfish in the sea. And if I never hear your name again, well, it's all the same to me. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. Morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. You never cared for secrets I've confided. For you I'm just an ornament, something for your pride. Always running, never caring, that's the life you live. Stolen minutes of your time were all you had. And I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. Morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. The stories in the past with nothing to recall. And I've got my life to live, and I don't need you at all. All I'm gonna spend, and I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. Morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball. Oh, I think it's gonna be alright. Yeah, the worst is over now. But morning sun is shining like a red rubber ball.
RPM and
finally.
And finally on this episode featuring Neil Diamond, the first shall be last. He was only able to sell about one song a week during those soup can years, barely enough to survive on, but the privacy that he had allowed him to focus on his writing without distractions, and he said something new began to happen then. I wasn't under the gun, and interesting songs began to happen. It was during that period that he wrote Cherry Cherry. And this song, which was the first record that he recorded under his own name, and it remains one of his personal all-time favorites. He says, it was about my early years as a songwriter, even though I failed to realize it at the time. It was, quote, an outgrowth of my despair, unquote. Yeah, all right. Well, I was a freshman in high school when this record came out. My buddies and I all said, wow, that sounds like an outgrowth of his despair.
Well, it ain't Ozzy and Harriet.
No, what we actually said was, hey, this is cool. Who is that? Turned out to be Neil Diamond at 45 RPM.
The Linda was mine till the time that I found her, holding Jim, loving him. Then Sue came along, love me strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue, that died too.
that to hear being well love's a small word, part-time thing, paper ring. I know it's been done having one girl who loves you, right or wrong, we go strong.
Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time as lots of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
Darn, that's the end.
Turn it off, man!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that...